This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, the future of the ISAT test. Illinois Public Radio's Jenna Dooley will talk about what lower scores mean in terms of funding and government oversight. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The Illinois economy has gone through its third month of contraction, according to a monthly index of economic activity. The University of Illinois Flash Index takes state tax proceeds into account as it measures economic performance. The February index fell to 96.3, down from 97 in January. Any number below 100 means a slowdown. Economist Fred Gertz says the index does not forecast a bottoming out of the economy, and the current recession is harder to gauge than previous downturns.
If this were a normal situation, just a simple downturn the way we had every 8 or 10 years, we probably would be pretty much over it now. But we still haven't solved the problem in the banking and finance sector. Just today, there's other issues, and the stock market's down considerably. So that's the kind of wild card, which is making things more difficult this time.
Gertz says Illinois still seems to be spared the worst of the recession compared to other regions of the country and other Midwest states like Michigan. A new study says the size of the Illinois budget deficit has nearly doubled in just 2 years. The budget gap for this year is $8.1 billion, according to the Commercial Club of Chicago. 2 years ago, the group put the gap at $4.3 billion. The club's civic committee includes a long list of expenses and obligations in its figures. That produces a larger deficit estimate than the one from the Illinois Comptroller's Office. But no matter how the figure is calculated, the fact that it has nearly doubled suggests serious problems for state government. The Commercial Club calls for cutting pension and Medicaid costs and dramatically reducing state spending. It also rejects tax increases. The first candidate for Illinois governor has announced he's running, though more may be on the way. State Senator Bill Brady says his campaign's top priorities will be to balance the budget and cut taxes. The Bloomington Republican says he believes the state can manage a budget deficit of around $9 billion without raising taxes.
I believe that we're looking at cutting budgets anywhere from 4% to, in some cases, 15%, doing more with less. We're asking the people of our state and our nation, families and businesses, to live within their means. The state of Illinois must do the same.
Brady also says the state's Medicaid system should switch to a managed care program, which requires primary care physicians to make referrals to specialists. He says doing so could save up to $1.5 billion. Brady is known as a conservative. He says he supports a measure to allow Illinois residents to carry concealed firearms if they pass background checks and undergo strict training. He also says he backs proposals to allow local school districts to run more charter schools and implement voucher programs that allow families to use government funds to pay for private or parochial schools. Brady also ran for governor in 2006, but he lost in the Republican primary. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says it's time to move on from the controversy surrounding U.S. Senator Roland Burris. Quinn has urged Burris to step down, but the governor says he's now focusing on more pressing matters for the state.
I don't think we should dwell on that issue. I think we have to focus on helping people in Illinois continue to have economic growth. We've got to get back on track. Jobs are the most important issue in our state, and that's what I'm going to keep my focus on.
Quinn's comments come just one day after he again urged Burris to resign so residents could vote to replace the senator in a special election. The governor says Burris has made it clear he has no plans to leave office. Even Republicans are finding it difficult to criticize new Governor Pat Quinn for now. Quinn has been Illinois' governor for just over a month. Sean Crawford has that story.
Quinn has plenty on his plate, including an historic budget deficit. He also wants to restore faith in state government in the aftermath of the Rod Blagojevich scandal. So far, the Democrat is doing the right things, according to Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio. That includes meeting with members of both parties.
He spent a lot of time just sort of laying out general philosophies, like the, you know, the poorest of the poor shouldn't be paying taxes. He generally isn't crazy about regressive taxes. I mean, nothing that's really brand new. And I think sincerely wanting to invite people to work with him. I mean, everyone still has that little bit of a honeymoon feeling around here.
But Redonio is quick to point out those feelings could change as tough decisions are made in coming weeks, especially as legislators figure out how to balance the budget. I'm Sean Crawford.
Rod Blagojevich's publicist says the former Illinois governor plans to write a book exposing the dark side of politics. Von Selig says Blagojevich signed the six-figure deal yesterday. Selig says the book will also detail how he selected President Barack Obama's successor in the U.S. Senate. Blagojevich was impeached and ousted from office following his arrest on federal charges that include allegations that he tried to sell the Senate seat. Blagojevich denies any wrongdoing. Selig says Blagojevich's book will tell the truth about what happened and will reveal information that will at times be embarrassing to himself as well as to others. Selig says Blagojevich's book will be published by Phoenix Books and released in October. Champaign has already switched its negotiations with Comcast from informal to formal. Last night, the Urbana City Council voted to do the same in hopes of reaching agreement on a new cable TV franchise agreement. The move solidifies Champaign and Urbana's separate tracks in negotiating with Comcast. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Champaign and Urbana split apart late last year in their negotiations with Comcast. Those negotiations had been informal, but Urbana City Attorney Ron O'Neill says the informal talks were not making progress.
There is a large chasm between what Comcast is offering and what we're demanding. And essentially, we're demanding what we already have. And they are not wanting to do that, particularly in the sense of our PEG fee.
The PEG fee is the fee Urbana Comcast customers pay, 2% of their bill, to fund studios and equipment for Urbana's PEG, our public educational and government channel. Champaign has its own PEG channel, but no PEG fee. O'Neill says Urbana wants to keep its PEG fee as it is, while Comcast wants to lower it by more than half and cap the fee after a certain level of money is raised. With neither side willing to budge, the city of Urbana will now begin formal negotiations. O'Neill says the city council will have the final say on proposals coming out of that process, but Comcast could appeal the council's ruling in court. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Ponser. Over the next couple of weeks, students across Illinois will be taking the Illinois Standards Achievement Test. The results can have a major impact on schools. Those with lower scores could be subject to more government oversight and a potential loss of funding. That means schools are working to make the test as important to students as they are to administrators. Jenna Dooley has more.
To concentrate hard and think about the words, and we want to hear you today. So is everybody ready?
Yeah. All right,
it's boot camp at Glenwood Intermediate School in Chatham.
I don't know, but I've been told.
The school is using the boot camp theme this year to get students excited about taking the state's standardized tests. Principal Carrie Cox says the school is trying several methods to get students ready.
And some kids, it's not a big deal. They love something different in terms of a testing situation. But other students, it does make them a little nervous with it. So we've talked about different ways to stretch, deep breathing, relaxation strategies, and emphasize that these are things that you can use throughout your life, not just during this type of situation.
For years, most students strive to do well on high school exams like the ACT, while standardized testing at lower levels rarely meant additional preparation. Peg Kruger is the principal of Lincoln Magnet School in Springfield. She says she decided a couple of years ago that the approach to getting students ready had to change.
With the No Child Left Behind, when that started, there was a kind of a feeling of fear about some of the assessments and the consequences that would result as because of them. And so we started thinking, okay, this is a terrible experience for all of us. Let's try to make it, since we have to do it, it's an expectation. Let's try to build some fun into it. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, we really started focusing on that. And within each year, we write ourselves notes of ways to make it even more fun.
The ISAT tests are based on the Illinois Learning Standards, developed by teachers and professionals in the field. Given to 3rd through 8th graders, the tests are mandatory. Schools are asked to meet increasing levels of progress. This year, 70% of students should score well enough to meet the state standards. Those that miss the mark could face sanctions that include a loss of money. Matt Vanover is a spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Education. He says more schools are trying out ways to pump up students for tests, from pep rallies to trivia nights. But he says actually all the preparation is done throughout the year.
Anytime a student is in that classroom, they are preparing for the test because the tests are based on the learning standards, and the learning standards are what the teachers are teaching to.
That hasn't stopped criticism of the way testing is done. All students, even those with special needs and limited proficiency in speaking English, take the same test. Some in the education community argue the shoehorn approach to testing is flawed. There's also complaints over the emphasis placed on tests. The Illinois Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, says while they can be a good gauge of student achievement, there's more to learning than just a couple of days of intense testing. Cinda Klickna is the secretary treasurer for the IEA.
We've watched students who are really pushed into doing all of the items that are on the test, and yet there are a lot of things that are important to a student's well-being and well-rounded education that aren't on the test, such as the arts. And we just want to make sure that schools are offering a well-rounded curriculum for all students so that they can pursue whatever interests they have for their future.
But as long as the rules are in place, schools will have to follow them, and that means getting students enthused. Peg Kruger at Lincoln Magnet School in Springfield says while teaching math concepts and language structure, it's also important to the basics of standardized testing.
Fill in the bubble. Yes. We felt like we almost had to practice that with kids because they're used to doing some online assessments and things like that. And this one is still paper and pencil, yes.
We're not scared.
I'm Jenna Dooley.
I said,
in our forecast for East Central Illinois, expect partly cloudy skies today, the high around the upper 30s, the low around 25 tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 45, mostly cloudy Wednesday night and Thursday with lows around 35 degrees, the high in the mid-50s. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy skies Thursday evening, the low around 42 degrees, the high around 62. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, March 3rd, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.